Bert Odelson, do you remember the mashed potato?
I was just going to say, I hope you put me on because I can do a mean mashed potato.
Darn right we can.
And I love the round table and the extension for the 45s.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. We all lived through that. I was wondering where Tiffany Henyard was these days. And I said, oh, my God, that could be a Halloween costume. And then we gave it a Google. And she's got a clothing line that she's launching?
Yeah, supposedly in Georgia. I don't know. This is just a rumor. That's where she is, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. She's the least of my problems, to tell you the truth.
I know.
We're still trying to clean up the mess she left behind, which is going to take us years to do. But
yeah, if you don't know who we're talking about, Tiffany Henyard was the person who identified herself as the super mayor of Dalton, who left that village in shambles. Bert Odelson on the phone right now is the village attorney of Dalton. And before we get into what you want to talk about, Steve said he first met you when he was an intern. And did you hear, after 40 years, Steve is retiring?
No. Well, he's too young to retire. He shouldn't retire. He's got a lot of life left.
Well, I'm not going to go die, Bert. I'm not going to go curl up and die somewhere.
Well, congratulations, Steve. I hope you do something productive and keep your mind going, because too many of my friends didn't do that. And, it's not good.
My mind stopped working about 10 years ago anyway, Bert, but... I was, my recollection is I was going out as an intern with, remember Avis Lavelle, reporter for...
Of course I remember, a good friend of mine.
Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
And she was a WGN reporter, and there was maybe a ballot hearing or something, and you were the attorney representing Terry Link, as I recall.
Yeah, Senator
Link. Is that possible?
Link. Yeah. Yeah, it's very possible, before he went down the wrong road.
Yeah, yes, he had other representatives later, right.
Yes, he did. Not me. Yes, he did. Yes, that is correct. Well, congratulations. Is Lisa doing? Lisa, you need me to come in and help you?
I do. Yes. Or, yes. Okay. Yeah. When he made the announcement on the air, I cried a little bit, Bert, because I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to do this without him.
He's a good guy.
Bert, we'll talk about the Pope's childhood home some other time. I see you appointed a commission. I was intrigued by that. But you are on top of what is happening with ICE. Has ICE been hitting the neighborhoods of Dalton?
No, Bolingbrook. I'm the village attorney in Bolingbrook, and we had an ICE incident a number of weeks ago where the ICE agents called our police department because they said they were being attacked by two females. So we had to answer that call, which led to a lot of questions in Bolingbrook about what role the municipality, the county, the state plays in regards to ICE, cooperation, not cooperation, et cetera, which led the mayor, Mayor Basta, to get a panel together, which I participated in yesterday, myself, two immigration lawyers. It was an outstanding panel for community television and for Facebook, as to what you can and can't do when confronted with ICE, and what can your municipal government do, like the city of Chicago. It's a municipal government, or the county of Cook. And what does it mean when they pass ordinances and resolutions saying ICE can't come on county property and they can't do this and they can't do that? And we needed to clarify for the people what you can and can't do and what you should and shouldn't do, in order not to get into further trouble. It was supposed to be an hour panel. It lasted 2 hours. We got tremendous questions. So it's really interesting, Lisa, as to the federal laws and our state laws as to the regulation or not of federal agents.
Well, and here's the thing. Even though there are state laws, city ordinances, it doesn't appear as if ICE agents are following them.
Well, some of them they don't have to follow. For instance, when you pass an executive order like Trump does and say you can't come on county property, it's meaningless because they can. They can't go into private areas on county property, but it's meaningless. You can't enforce it. So you got to read their feel good political pieces of paper, which could ultimately get some folks in trouble because they can't come on public property. And what we have told our residents to do If there is a problem, call 911. Our police department will come out. We will intervene where we can intervene. We will record it, film it, and seek the relief we can, which is ultimately in court.
So well, and that's why everyone is instructing people to pull out their cameras, because there needs to be documentation once this is all passed, so that we can move forward and better understand how to manage these situations in the future.
Yes, it's put municipalities and the state in a very tough situation, and police departments. And our police chief in Bolingbrook, who is really a 30-year veteran, and great, he made a great speech about how we don't want to get in a situation where we have blue on blue.
You know, right.
One police department fighting another police department. Think about that. I mean, that's close to anarchy. So our local village police department doesn't want to fight the federal agents, but they will stand up where they can stand up if there's a violation of state or municipal law. And people should learn what the Illinois Trust Act is all about. I did. I learned in the last week. I never read it, but I did now. And Illinois has made some really excellent protections for people in regards to the fact that they don't have to participate. Our law enforcement agencies do not have to participate or help the federal agents, but we can't get in their way either.
Well, now I have a weekend project. I'm going to read the Illinois Trust Act. How long is it going to take me, Bert?
No, as fast as you read. You know, Steve is reading. It'd take about an hour. It'd take you about 10 minutes.
Does it have pictures, Bert?
But Steve likes to put his glasses on. So you should read the Illinois Trust Act. It's really good. And I read the federal law in regards to what they can and can't do without a warrant. It's very interesting. But let me stress, citizens should not get themselves in trouble and get arrested and indicted for interference with a federal agent. You're only putting yourself in jeopardy if you think you can. You can protest, use your First Amendment rights, get out. You know, when you talk about 45 RPMs and the Monster Mash, I was a hippie in the 60s. I participated in the marches back in the day.
That's right.
Thank God I never got arrested, or I wouldn't have a law license, but I did.
And right, because it is your right as an American citizen to protest.
Correct.
Yes,
correct.
All right. Correct. Bert, we got to run. It's news time, but thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks.